This is the Stacey and Zanga podcast. Here's Stacey and Zanga.
You would think that police, they would have some type of measures in place to make sure that no one could hijack their radio waves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Apparently that's not the case because a Dutch man was sentenced to 20 months in jail for taking control of the police radio frequency and just belching all over the airwaves.
Burping.
Yeah. And on top of that, they tacked on a $1,900 fine that he has to pay.
Okay, you go to all the work to take control of the police scanners,
yeah,
the radio frequency, and you burp?
Yeah.
For that's... Come on, man. Like, do better.
And it's, you gotta be like, dude, like, this frequency is there so they can do their job, help protect the community, mm-hmm, or help out wherever they can. And you, as an idiot, decide to hop on there and just ruin and mess up everything? Come on now. And then, also, to the police, where's the measures to prevent these type, yeah, of things from happening? Because you would never, like, honestly, I would never expect any police force in the world to just have this frequency where anyone can just hop in and just take over the airways.
Just burr.
Good Lord.
Very quick question. Do you have cable?
No. Who has cable in 2024, man?
Not many people.
Right?
Listen to this. The annual couch potato report. This is a thing.
This is fitting.
Released some data recently and said 42% of Canadian households don't have a TV subscription, like with traditional cable. 42%, that's a lot.
You would think it'd be higher.
I actually did as well. And what they're saying now, obviously, a lot more households are subscribing to streaming services,
yeah,
not cable, despite the fact that streaming services are not actually that cheap.
No, they're not. And a lot of them are starting to migrate back to the old cable ways where you have to sit through ads and whatnot
or
to watch a show.
Pay more money to not sit through the ads.
And that too.
And so some people are like, well, yeah, I'll save money. I'll watch Netflix with commercials. Mm. Guess how terrible that is?
Very terrible.
Because you get so used to not having ads that when you do, it's just like an instant, like,
turn off.
I get so ticked. I'm just like, why is this happening? Stacey, you could pay more money for that. Absolutely, I'll pay more money for that. So that's the thing is, like, how many streaming services do you have?
Myself, that I pay for? One.
Are you sharing some passwords?
Listen.
Wow.
When you were growing up, were you the type, if you saw your sibling do something, you'd run and go and tell mom and dad?
Of course.
Yeah, like, you were a total snitch.
I was, yeah, because I was a good kid. And I was like, you're not getting away with that. Absolutely not.
I was having a conversation with my brother yesterday. And I told him, I was like, you remember like all the bad things that, like, we used to do? And so my brother, God bless his soul, he would hold stuff close to his chest. He wouldn't tell anyone. But me, on the other hand, I would hold it to my chest and I'd be like, there's going to come a time where I'm going to need to pull this out and use it. And so I told him, I was like, bro, I blackmailed you so many times when you got on my nerves or you wouldn't do what I wanted to do. I'm like, mom, Reese did this, that, and the third and blah, blah, blah. And, you know,
that is true because I'm the older sibling as well. My brother's 4 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of that where it was like, if you don't do this for me, I'll tell mom you did that.
Right? You got to play. You have to play your cards right.
Manipulation.
Exactly. My sister, biggest snitch, biggest mouth, man. Holy, couldn't do anything around her. She'd be like, "You do that," and I'm telling mom. It's like, why are you here then? Okay.
We're supposed to have each other's back.
Exactly. Curious. Were you a snitch when it came to your siblings, or were you like myself and you were like, you know what, I'm gonna hold this close to my chest because one day I'm gonna need to use it against you?
We've talked before about accidental theft through the old self-checkout, right?
Ain't nothing accidental about theft and the checkout, man. Yes.
There was a time Fiona was sitting in the little seat at the front.
Yeah.
And I had bought some chocolate chips and I gave them to her to put into the cart. She's playing with them. She laid them underneath that little flap that goes in the cart. So we get out to the car and we're unpacking. And she's like, Mom, the chocolate chips. And they were under the flap still. And I was like, ugh. And so I was like, don't worry. Mommy will pay for those later.
Did mommy go back and pay for those later?
You know how far I was parked from the store?
Excuses.
Way too far. Yesterday, though, at the grocery store, we were buying some fruit. And I really like to try and get her hyped up about fruit. Sometimes mm-hmm. we try something new. But she has a thing for Red Delicious apples. The Red worst apple out there.
Actually.
The worst apple. The only thing that apple is good for is a Waldorf salad. And a Waldorf salad is not that great. So anyway, she wants a Red Delicious apple.
Yep.
She picks out the one that has the most bruises on it, of course. So we put it in the cart, and we're going through the checkout, and she passes it to me, and it falls on the ground, and it splits, and there's juice everywhere.
Oh, no.
So I was like, okay, well, Mom, I need a new apple. And she's so, you know, wants this apple so badly, and I'm like, I can't deny her fruit. So we finished the transaction. And I go to the girl, I said, sorry, we dropped this one. She's like, oh, just go back and grab another. And I'm like, well, of course I will. So we go back, spend another 3 minutes picking out another bruised apple.
Yeah.
And we go back to the same girl and she's like, oh, that's fine. Just take it.
Because she thought that you had paid for it already.
Yes, that's right.
Wow.
But I hadn't. So.
What did you say?
I was like, actually, we haven't paid for it yet. So I had to go back through the till and put 84 cents on my credit.
Hey, man.
Just to pay for that one stinking apple to prove a lesson to myself. I don't know.
At least you taught your daughter a valuable lesson, right?
And I could sleep at night.
There you go. One of the biggest things that a lot of people have issues with is sleeping. For some
Hello.
Don't understand it. Most like just close your eyes and go to bed and go to sleep.
That used to be me.
And?
Things change. I don't want to bring up the word because it's crappy.
Okay.
Perimenopause.
Oh.
Just putting it out there. Honestly. I hate the fact that it's a thing, but guess what? It is.
Okay. Well, that's what you're going to attribute to it. So
yeah.
I'm not going to tell you otherwise. But what
don't
I am,
you dare.
What I am going to tell you is that experts are saying that eating dark chocolate an hour before bed will help you sleep. On top of that, they say eating bananas, almonds, or nuts like walnuts, peanuts, peanut butter before bed can also make it easier for you to fall asleep.
You know what? I call BS on all of that.
Do you?
Yeah.
But they're experts. We got a pair of Sum 41 tickets to give away, and we're playing Perfect 10. Let's say hello and good morning to our first contestant, who is Craig. Good morning, Craig.
Hi there.
Hey, so Craig, this is how the game works. You get 10 trivia questions. If you get all of them correct, you win the tickets. But if you get one wrong, you're out, and the next person picks up where you left off at, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Craig, question one. How many colors are there in the rainbow?
There are seven.
Nicely done. Which country is a continent but also a country?
Australia.
Yes. An underwater vehicle is called a what?
Submarine.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Question four. Who sings Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Cyndi Lauper.
Nice. Question five. The giant panda eats a diet mostly of what?
Bamboo.
There you go. Whose nose grew longer every time he lied?
That was Pinocchio.
There we go. Question seven. Who is the drummer for the Beatles?
Ringo Starr.
Nicely done. What is the name for an animal that eats only plants?
Herbivore.
Nicely done. Question nine. What's the name of Fruit Loops' cartoon mascot?
Toucan Sam.
Oh my God, Craig. Question 10. How many legs does an octopus have?
Eight.
Holy cow!
Yes!
Perfect 10!
Woo!
Craig, I'm very impressed and pleased. Congrats, buddy.
I'm very surprised.
I can feel the excitement in your voice.
Yeah, no, this is fantastic.
Craig, we just gotta let you know, like, since we started playing this game, you are the first person who's ever got on the line, first try, and got a perfect 10.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to brag about that forever now.
As you should. And the funny thing is, these questions are all very easy to answer. But when you are on the radio and there's a little bed running in the background, the nerves are there. I get it.
Absolutely.
I always love the list when SGI puts it out of the top insurance fraud cases. Because, boy, much like scammers are creative, these scammers are also creative when they're trying to pull a fast one over the old government. Because, wow, they try so, so hard. In one case, a woman reported her vehicle stolen, saying she had misplaced her keys. But basically, she did not misplace her keys, parked her vehicle somewhere. She crashed her vehicle into three parked cars. Because guess what? She'd been drinking and driving. And by the way, somebody called in with a tip to let them know what the real situation was. So thanks to that person, they saved $50,000 in claims. So there was that one. Another woman faked some jewelry theft and basically said $90,000 worth of jewelry was stolen outside her vehicle or out of her vehicle outside a restaurant. And they went out and rebought these expensive pieces of jewelry, had receipts to prove it. Receipts were fake. Someone called in again with a tip saying it was a scam, $90,000 in savings.
Hold on, like who has $90,000 in jewelry their car?
Exactly.
And then also at the same time, who is the snitch who just keeps ratting everyone out?
Another one, a guy was having his vehicle towed and he basically vandalized his own vehicle to try and bump up the damage to it so he could get a better claim. Someone called in on that one as well.
What is going to...
SGI is just loving the tips right now, honestly. And someone else reported their vehicle stolen, but it was actually just parked in a strange location. And that was discovered to be a fraud as well. $4,300 in fines because he was actually charged with fraud and public mischief.
Look, to the person who keeps calling SGI and ratting these people out, stop and think for a second. You can call these people and be like, hey, listen, I know what you did. If you don't give me a portion of this claim, I'm going to rat you out. Make some money off it. Stop being a good person. One of the big stories that have been dominating the headlines internationally is the U.S. and their whole entire TikTok ban.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so...
what's happening?
Well, it's still... they're still figuring it out. But politicians who support the whole entire TikTok ban, they're not just receiving pushback and backlash from their constituents. Their own Gen Z kids are freaking out and mad at them.
That's hilarious. Dad, God, how could you?
Right? A Democratic senator by the name of John from Pennsylvania, he says, I'm driving home. And she sent me some text messages, and it was, please don't destroy TikTok. I'm going to get bullied. Republican Nancy Mace from South Carolina, her children were trying to lobby her over dinner. And another one saying, my kids are very happy with mom. They are embarrassed about me at this moment in time.
That is something I never actually considered, like, honestly. You know, your parents' job, whatever they do, it can be weird sometimes. It can be annoying. Sometimes they bring work home. Wow. I've talked about a few parenting fails as of late, but I need to talk.
You've had quite a bit.
I know.
And I'm getting a little concerned.
Well, here's the thing. As a parent, you got fails and you got wins. So now it's time for a win.
Oh.
I just want to talk about how wonderful it is to, I don't want to say brainwash because it's not the right word, but influence your child.
As if that's any better, but okay.
It is because it's music.
Okay.
I've only recently got Spotify. I think it was like last year I finally got it. And every time I think of a song or remember a song or hear a song, I'll go and add it to my liked songs. And then when we're driving in the car together, Fio and I, we just play songs. And obviously there's a few like top 40 ones that she really likes.
Yeah.
And whatever. But at the same time, right now she's obsessed with Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, wow.
Everywhere. their song. And it starts with those beautiful like chimes going and that ding, da, ding, ding, ding. She just loves that song. Mom, play Everywhere. And every time she asks, I'm just like, absolutely. And she's starting to learn the words to the point where when we get in the house, she wants to go to YouTube and look up the music video so she can watch the people sing it.
Yeah.
Which is another little mind-blowing thing for her that like these are real people and they perform this song live.
It's a very proud moment for you, right?
Yes.
She's getting into music that you like and enjoy, yep, and, you know, part of your upbringing. And now she's on the train as well, too. That's a great, great moment.
It feels really good. And I've really been into, like, I like a lot of 70s music. And so I've been playing those songs as well, like Summer Breeze, Seals and Croft, Steely Dan, Dirty Work. And so she's singing along to these songs too, but then every once in a while, and it goes the same with like top 40 stuff.
Yeah.
It's so cute when the kids sing along, but then if you actually listen to the lyrics that they're singing along to, not always great. So
kind of questionable.
Parenting Winfail mixed in together.
We're playing Playoff Face Off. Let's say hello and good morning to our two contestants. First on the line is Cheryl, Georgia, and Kipton. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Awesome.
You guys are on your way to school, hey?
We are. We lost one. We lost Georgia already.
Oh, okay. I hope you didn't lose her. You dropped her off at school,
we
right?
We dropped her off. Yes.
Okay, good.
All right, you guys are going up against Kent. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks.
All right, perfect. Look, guys, we're playing Playoff Face-Off. Winner gets a 4-pack of Blades playoff tickets in the Cruise Party Patio section and swag for the next playoff home game against PA. How it's going to work, we got four trivia questions.
And they're Blades trivia questions.
Yes, Blades trivia questions. Your name is your buzzer, so if you think you know the answer, just say your name. Stacey will let you answer the question.
Yep.
If you get it right, you get the point. If you get it incorrectly, the other person has an opportunity to steal that point. Best, whoever gets the most points out of four wins. If there's a tie, we'll have a tiebreaker question. Sounds good?
Okay.
That was a mouthful. It's a trivia game. Say your name is your buzzer. Your name is your buzzer, and you just answer the question. If you get it wrong, the other person has an opportunity to steal.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
Question number one. When was the last time the Blades won the Scotty Monroe Trophy for best regular season record?
Kent. 1996.
Do you know this?
No. Cheryl, you have a chance to get in there. Let's just say it was after the year 2000.
We are going to guess 2011.
Cheryl, you're right. Woo! Nicely done. 1 point for Cheryl. Next question. What Blades player scored 100 points this season?
Kent.
Cheryl.
No, Kent.
Trevor Wong
is right. 1 point each. Question three. What season was the last time a Blades player scored 100 points?
1996.
Kent.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay,
Cheryl, you want to jump
Cheryl.
In?
Cheryl.
Yeah.
We are going to guess 2011.
Ooh, no. Kent, you want to try again?
1996.
There you go, buddy. 2 points for Kent, 1 for Cheryl.
Cheryl, you can tie it up here, okay?
Okay.
Igor Sidorov eclipsed 50 goals this season. When was the last time this happened?
Kent? 2003.
No. Cheryl, you want to give it a go? The answer's been said once already.
Well, let's go 2011.
No.
I didn't even...
All right. It was 95-96. That was the last time that happened. Okay. And so Kent got two right. Cheryl got one. So that means Kent is the winner.
Congratulations, Kent.
Thanks, Cheryl.
You got a 4-pack of Blades playoff tickets in the Cruise Party Patio section and some swag for the next playoff home game against PA. Sounds good?
Fantastic.
The rumors were swirling yesterday. Ryder and Lisa talked about it on Facebook. Happy Gilmore 2 is apparently happening.
It's a waste of time. Don't do it.
Really?
It's a classic. You had your opportunity to do a part 2, and you never did it. And now you want to do it now? I'm sorry. Adam Sandler's like 90 years old, even though he's a great actor.
Wow.
I love Happy Gilmore just as much as everyone else. But again, there are windows to these things.
hello, Avatar. 13 years later.
No, but that was fine. That's different. Like, Avatar's 90% CGI.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. And the reason why we know this is because Christopher McDonald, who played Shooter McGavin, got together with Sandler, and he was like, hey, man, what do you think? And he showed him the draft of the script.
Wow.
So it's apparently happening.
Shooter McGavin must really need money. That's all I'm thinking. Like, why?
He's, you know what? Of course he's on board.
He's like, I'm not going to do this for less than $10 million. I'm really in the hole. I need some help.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.